Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning to you, my friends. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. 2017. No excuses for those of you who noticed late. We are now in full-blown 2017, and I'm going to do a series of shows I have been to give you and to get you thinking in the big picture, right? Because it's appropriate this time of year, especially on a perfect Saturday morning. It's appropriate to think in terms of the big picture, the broad-range issue about your health, the philosophic, theologic considerations, the perspectives you've got to give to change in 2017 your health status, where you're at. Lots of my show, and I'm in my fifth year, 295 shows today, 295 hours, always trying to drill you to get you to a perspective. Why? Because in my experience over 20 plus years, it's your perspective that you bring to your healing, your health concern, your symptom, your disease, whatever you want to call it. It's your perspective that in the end determines whether you win or you lose. Now, I think many of us have a great attitude on the whole, but I do a show like I'm going to do today because I think we're missing the deeper levels of healing. Meaning, I think most of us are generally interested, at least that listen to these types of shows, generally interested in supplementation. You're generally interested in the things you can do, like the cleanses and the flushes for your health. You've got an understanding that you can improve symptom, give your body a better chance of overcoming a particular health concern. But what I think we're missing is that we got to get more radical. And that's something that maybe I wouldn't have said 10 years ago, but overall, my finding, and I really humbly submit this to you to consider, is that by the time you've been pushed to the brink, and by that I mean you've got a problem that you just have to deal with, meaning you can't put it off, you can't do things sort of doggedly, you can't do things sort of, you know, halfway. You've got to actually bring yourself, and you've gotten yourself to that point where you're not going to be working anymore. You're not going to get up out of bed anymore. You've brought yourself to that point where you just really can't function anymore. That's what the show is about, because those of you in that place, in that space, have to think radically. And that's what I think we're missing. That there's an appropriateness for radical activity. Extreme things that formerly, perhaps in the past, you might have brushed off as, I can't do that, that's ridiculous. Now, I tried to hit on this last week and said crazy, wonderful things like move to the woods, go live in a yurt, dive into the ice-cold ocean, wrap clay all over your body, sun yourself at the beach in wild resort-like places like Big Sur. Make sure you're living in a home that's made of organic material and not concrete and rhubarb and all the steel encasements. And that's what I'm talking about. But there's lots more to that. In fact, there is dozens of things you can do. So what I thought you might think in terms of is for this year, regardless of where you're at in your health, to take a look at my show last week, to take a look at today's show, it's archived at straighttalk.cc, and pick a couple of these things, but rather than spin into that sort of superficial, let me just go do it, and I don't want to know what it's really about. Pick one or two things and really deepen your understanding. When we talk today, and we're going to start with shifting the posture, I just don't want you to understand topically that shifting the posture is a good thing. I want you to understand that if over the next year you can actually change the position of your body as it hits the ground, I want you to understand it so deeply, and here's my example, one of many examples. I want you to understand how shifting your posture, radical change number one, over this year, you change the way you stand. I don't mean forcibly, I mean naturally. You change the alignment of your bones. I want you to understand that that controls your fertility or your sex life. I want you to know it's one of the best things you can do to prevent cancer. I want you to understand that structure determines function. So I'm going to mention a lot of things today, some of which, like shifting your posture, you might generally respect as a good thing to do. But when I use the term radical, what I mean is I want you to have a radically comprehensive understanding of the implications of the things I'm going to ask you to consider in today's show. Now, that's what I think most people miss. And why is that so important? Because before you're going to do a radical thing, before you're going to do something extreme, two things have to happen. Number one, you have to be to the point where you're desperate. And that's, for 99% of us, the reality. You're not going to do radical things. You're not going to go leave your apartment and live in a yurt somewhere up the coast unless you're desperate. Meaning, unless you've already tried the allopathic approach, you've tried a lot of the holistic concepts and they haven't worked, and it's 5 years later and you're starting to feel like you're on the skids, until you feel desperate, you're not going to do these things. That's one requirement for radical action. The second one is you have to understand it. I don't mean topically. I mean deeply. And that's how we're going to proceed today, to try to get you to the deeper understanding. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. There is no show like this in America. I kid you not. We're not talking about quick fix remedies. We're not talking about making claims for nutritional supplements that are nothing short of miraculous. We are talking about comprehensive models, different models that the American public needs to bring to their concept of what it takes when you're in that desperate state to get your life back and to give yourself radiant health like you used to have. Get to the website if you can, straighttalk.cc, that's not .com. .cc, that's Straight Talk with two T's. I archive the shows. You can listen as many times as you like, and you should. These shows are designed to make you listen a couple of times because I want you to get to it deeply. So, for 2017, shift your posture. That's an Ida Rolf concept. Ida Rolf, biochemist. Ida Rolf of the Rolf Institute. Ida Rolf, one of the great medical geniuses of our day. If you're looking at picture number one or number two or number three or number four or number five, all sorts of angles on the concept that Ida Rolf tried to convey. In a nutshell, change your posture, because structure determines function. That means the heart disease that you have has a relationship to how that heart sits in your rib cage. If those shoulders are rolled in, if your spine's kyphotic, it's crushing the lungs and the heart. That counts. That adds up. If you've got an extreme sway back, if your psoas is anteriorly displaced, these are all topics I've talked about on so many of my shows. So those of you who are listening, where some of this is new, just be patient and study. I ask you to study, because that's how you attach more deeply. That anteriority of your psoas muscle will crush your genitals. It will crush your ovaries. It'll crush your prostate. It'll crush your uterus. It'll crush your lower intestinal tract. the shifting of a muscle. Picture 5, the psoas muscle. Excuse me, picture 8 and 9, the psoas muscle. 8, 9, and 10, the psoas muscle. When that muscle gets short, you're changing your structure. You're changing your posture. That will have massive effect on the organ systems around that muscle. And so on and so forth. And you can look at the whole body that way. We have an ideal posture, and we have all sorts of distortions in the posture. This is an art as you study it, but the big point and what you must get from the last few minutes is that you may make a decision this year to pick one thing to do that's radical. One radical thing you can do is change your posture. Go get out the wedding pictures or the pictures of you when you were 19 or 20 and look at those pictures. Look at them from the front. Look at them from the side. Look at them from the back. That was a posture to be proud of. That was a posture before you shifted past middle age into a posture that will disorient and put undue compressive forces on the organs around those bones. Structure determines function. If you have faulty structure, you will evolve a faulty function. If you have kidney issues, you have to consider this. If you have problems in your liver, if you have problems in digestion, if you have problems with fertility, if you have problems with your lungs, if you have problems up in the brain. It's fascinating you can say something like this. I realize I'm saying this to you. This, I'm sure, sounds somewhat credible to you, but you have to take it a step further. I want you to think of your health concern. I want you to think of your disease. I want you to think of your symptom. And I want you to understand that one way to look at your health concern is that it's been influenced in a very negative way, that a powerful negative influence has been exerted because your posture is faulty. That's what Rolf meant by structure determines function. Now that's taking it in more deeply. And what you're not going to do, what you're not going to make the mistake of doing, what I implore you to understand, is that if you have a health concern, no one, especially me, is saying that if you straighten out your posture by virtue of that single benign act, by virtue of that single act, no one is saying that your health concern is going to go away, you see. That's what you do. I don't want you to do that. That's what people do. One of the problems in the way we interpret holistic medicine is that when we're told about something that's radically important, gallbladder flushes, coffee enemas, HCL therapy, all sorts of vital, very studied, documentedly successful things you can do for your health, and we tell you they're going to have a massive impact on your health, you decide. Somebody makes a faulty assumption, an undue jump in the logic, a mistake. And that mistake is to say, well, if structure determines function and it's radically important to change the posture, and a faulty posture can create problems around the heart, around the lung, around the kidney, around the genitals, around the bones, well, then it just stands to reason that I ought to expect those health concerns to disappear, to be eliminated by changing our posture. That's where you make your mistake. And what I implore you to do, what I urge you to do, what I oblige you to do, if you're interested in holistic medicine, is to understand you've got to get a better perspective on what we really mean here. When we say you have a health concern, you've had a heart attack and you're moving towards congestive heart failure, you have protein in your urine, and someone's told you you have chronic, progressive, deteriorating kidney disease. You've had bouts with ascites. You have tumors in different places. You're infertile. When you have a real health concern, what you have to do is look at the expression of that problem as a composite